Your consciousness is what is the sum total of what you now carry with you. It's an energy field of what you believe to be right and wrong and what you believe to be true. It's an energy field through which the energy that is then the essence of pure being always filters through, and it becomes your life. That's why we say your life is your consciousness. It's what is who you truly are. And it is malleable. It is changeable. You and I are doing that all the time. Every time we move into a new thought process that has a different set of values, a different set of awareness, then that is changing, and therefore the life that we express then is the process of that change. And the thing that we have always here in this time-space reality, yes, our life is our consciousness, but there is a delay factor within us, and that is very fortunate. We do not immediately demonstrate exactly what we are in process of thinking through the creative activity of spirit in us and through it as us. There's a time delay. It's sort of like we would never want necessarily to carry a little television set on our head, and every thought that we were thinking then is there for everyone to see. Fortunate that isn't the case. It wouldn't be interesting at all. It might be very interesting, but so there's a little time delay in that. But nevertheless, said that words that we speak encapsulate energy, and thought is the foundation for our words. It is what we think. It is what we think that then usually becomes an energy of words spoken. I like to think of if we had an instrumentation, sort of like an oscilloscope, every thought that we have would register, and it would be unique, and it would be an energy magnet that we are generating, that then becomes usually a word, and that word becomes energy. It is energy, and energy only does one thing within our universe. It attracts more of the same that we carry within that empowerment, that word that we speak. So to know this then is freedom, because to know this enables us to make better thought choices that we are doing, as we recognize that this is how we are in the process of co-creating our life. Remember the computer word, when it says junk in, what's the next statement? Junk out, exactly. Because it only knows how to replicate exactly what we put in. It doesn't have a mechanism, unless that's programmed in there, but it doesn't have a mechanism to say something like, are you sure this is what you want? Are you really sure? It's sort of like the story about the GPS that you may have in your car. If you make a wrong turn, it doesn't say stupid, turn around. It just says make a U-turn when it's possible. It doesn't say I've told you this 1,000 times. Just how thought and word then work within us. Anything vividly imagined, not these passing things that just float through, but anything that really grabs our attention that we focus on, a thought image, a train of thought. Let's take the edge that we don't want to stay in, that encapsulates consciousness, cannot tell the difference between an actual outer experience where anger seems to be evident and something that we just sit and seethe at because of what we perceive is happening around us. So to know that this is the process, to understand the power of where we place a focus and how consciousness has an energy signature. Okay, your whole being, consciousness, has an energy frequency, and that's what changes. It has a vibrational frequency, and that's what changes. That is how you walk through life and attract to you tuning fork-like experiences that match what your prominent consciousness focus is upon. And now, however, it manifests in all of the tools that it has to gain from. That's person, place, event, or thing. And that is what is vectored into our life. Your life and mine right now, it is an outpicturing of exactly what we think we need to do, be, and have, whether it's right or wrong, good or indifferent, within our life. And if something there isn't the way we want it to be, then there's the process of change. And the change is what we are all. On the day of judgment, oh my, and by your words you shall be justified, and by your words you shall be guilty. Well, a lot of people would say, well, that's a very vindictive thing. That shouldn't happen at all. That's not, and you can't take that on word level value. It was said as best to get people's attention back then, I think, as is possible. For there is no day of judgment, number one. Every moment is a day of judgment. Every moment is consciousness expressing. So you have that moment. There's no judgment coming up in the future once you leave this dimension. And I saw a sign coming in from Phoenix this past week, and there's a big billboard up there, and it said, when you die, you will meet God. And I thought, well, isn't that a wonderful, uplifting kind of almost tinged with, you better watch out, you know. So you don't have to die to meet God. If God is in you, through you, and as you, look around. And you see expressions of that God. You see the energy of that God. Look in the mirror, and you see the energy of that God. You know, you don't have to croak to do it. You can do it in the here and now. And so, no, this is not a vindictive statement. Every negatively charged word which is spoken will generate an energy field, which is consciousness, which will attract more of the same. So by our positive words, we will experience happy events and moments, and by our negative words, we will experience things we will not like. That is the scripture that is applicable, and that is a part of. So we acknowledge that we are co-creators. Remember, God energy in you, through you, and as you. Remember, the will of God is empowerment, and then you take that empowerment and you run with it, and you do what you do in your life, and that is the will of God in expression. So we are this co-creator. And from the book of Job, he nibbled around at things. The writer of the book of Job, who told this interesting story about a figure called Job, and he said, "You shall make your prayer to him, and you shall decree a thing, and it shall be established for you." Well, of course, the hymn was acknowledged to be certainly their concept of God way back when. But it's not necessarily our concept. You know, God is not a him. God is not a her. God is this energy field of perfect love that has within it the energy for creation and eternalness in that creation. So there's that we are talking about. But he said, the author said something interesting. In your co-creative process, that which you decree, which means that which you focus on, that which you give your attention to, that which you speak, that which is prominent within your speech, that is how you decree. You shall knock, seek, and ask. That's what you're promised to do. For this is your job description. And source energy, God, acknowledges this energy and supplies this energy, and it will manifest in your life. And you're not going to want to do, be, and have something unhappy or something painful. That's not what you do. But you now want your imagery to be focused on what you do, be, and have, and the many ways that we can fragment this, and that is including the words and wondering about and stewing around in once we have a focus, once we have a desire, once we are really knowing what we want to do, be, and have as a change in our life right now, then we get confused with how, when, who, and where. And that's not in your pay grade to know that. That's not your responsibility. But get stuck in that, and that's how we short-circuit the greater good. You only need to know why it works, that you are the co-creative expression. That's the only thing I need to focus upon. And if I can give up the other words, if I can give up the how, well, I don't have a clue how it works, really. I just know why it works. The how is not in my responsibility. That's sort of in the energy of that which has encircled me as my God identity. And when, sometimes I like to think about when, but when is not always in my bailiwick as well. Normally I want it when. Now, don't I? Don't we? Huh? Yeah. But sometimes it doesn't work that way because things are just not there. We have been in circumstances, Mary Ellen and I, where we are so thankful that the when didn't happen when we thought we wanted it. So it's the when, you know, that has to be given up, really. And the who knows? There are many channels of energy out there to bless us. So we have to release that as well. That up too. You don't know where. And the energy that is the absolute reservoir of all knowledge, of all love and all goodness, it contains the where, and you can trust that to do that. So again, it's not in our pay grade. Our pay grade only is a cooperative component to thoughts and words that create what we want to do, be, and have, not when we not what we do not want, even in jest. Okay. Let's understand this. Spirit, the energy that we speak into, the energy that we vibrate within, it doesn't read our sense of humor. It reads, in essence, the energy that is behind what we speak. So if we are saying things that are not as we really would want them to be, and we are smiling and happy, the energy that is there doesn't look at the joke that we think we are taking. It looks at the word and the energy field that we are emanating. So there's no, you could say that God doesn't have a sense of humor, and I wouldn't say that, because I know that the essence of pure being often does. At least that's what I think it does. But the words you speak are taken on face value that become then thought. How does that make you feel? Empowered? Wealthy? All kinds of other adjectives that you might come up with, you know? Listen to how you are feeling when you speak these words. I can't afford that. That's not what you are wanting to make a part of consciousness. That's not what you want to take with you forever and into every situation. That's not normally who you are. And therefore, because it isn't who you truly are, there is that conflict, and you pick up on that conflict, and that conflict doesn't feel good, the energy, the emotion. Listen to that. And there are different ways, if you want to say that, if we said there, you know, substitute, a phrase similar to that. It isn't wisdom for me to buy that, to have that at this present moment. But that is a opportunity then to feed into consciousness that which is the optimistic you, that which is coming from the underlying truth of who and what you are. Well, you know, I'm not good with money. Huh? Is that what you want to feed into your life's work? You know, if that is that energy which you want to then become a magnet for more experiences where you are just, you know, a real dumbass when it comes to money, you don't want to do that, do you? So you can substitute, you know. I clearly see opportunities to effortlessly make money. All right, you may not be seeing them right now, but isn't that what you want to do, be, and have? That's the energy, you see. You shall decree a thing and it shall be established unto you. That's the energy that you are using. So it feels better, doesn't it? I clearly see opportunities to effortlessly make money. And I never have enough money. Have you ever heard that being said, present company accepted? And I'm sure these are things that we can do, say, okay, and you can substitute. Money seeks and finds me effortlessly. Well, it may not be doing it right now, but that is the energy field that you want to establish in consciousness so that you can be more open and receptive to these moments when they happen. If it can happen to anybody on the planet Earth, there is no exception that it cannot happen to you. So, you know, if you say, I never have enough money, boy, isn't that uplifting and happy? And that really makes you feel good as you go out in the day, isn't it? And that's not the energy you want to take with you. Money seeks and finds me effortlessly, or something similar. Next one. I'm not good with money, you know? Well, wow, isn't that a wonderful experience then to feed into consciousness? Or substitute, I clearly see opportunities to effortlessly make money. You know, money is my friend. Money needs me. The cattle on 10,000 hills are mine. Something that then your energy of emotion will give you in feedback that feels good is what you want to do. You know, I'm not good with money. Boy, that feels good. I never have enough money. You don't want to do that. And then the verse said, and this is often said with a kind of, you know, disparaging lilt. If it isn't one thing, it's another in my life, you know? It's sort of like everything is coming down the pike and it just is replicating itself. There's another way. Things always work out for me, you know? Things always work out for me. That feels good because that is the energy that is more in sync with who and what you truly are. Energy. I always feel good. I always attract energy. My light, I've heard people say, I'm always sick with something, you know? It's sort of like the sun of if it's not one thing, it's another. I go from disease to disease, I go from aches and pains into more aches and pains. Now you can't say that and feel uplifted. Or it's second cousins, however you want to say a phrase that sort of embodies that. We want to substitute. I effortlessly manifest wellness throughout my body. My body is getting better with every moment. Every cell is responding to the energy of its blueprint of pure goodness. You know, that is the decreeing. That is the thought that becomes the word, that becomes the energy field, that is consciousness, that then begins to attract more of what it is. It ever works out for me. Boy, that's a good one, isn't it? You can really take the high road as you go into your day because you are expecting what? Nothing to work out for you. And generally, you have something that replicates that, and you can then be right and say, see, I told you. I'm a right person, but I don't feel good. You know, I can be right, but I'm not happy. So that's not the kind of thing you want to do. Substitute, maybe. You know, I like this one. Seas part for me. Isn't that a good one? You know, think of Charlton Heston if you want to. But, you know, seas part for me. In other words, in my life, things are always buffered in this realization. Or you can say something, I'm always in my right place at my right time. And that's important to know. I'm always in my right place at my right time. Because the energy will attract, like unto it, things like everything always works out for me. You know? I am always, I'm I'm always the magnet for the perfect energy of Spirit moving in me, through me, and as me. I'm always that. This is who I want to do, be, and have. And this is the will of God now in expression through you. You know, the will of God, if you wanted to, can be damned if I do and damned if I don't. That can be the energy that you say in essence. This is what I want in my life, and this becomes the expression of the will of God. Is this what I want more of in my life? And if it isn't, say, fantastic. Let me do a different job. Let me put this a different way. Let me focus on something that makes me feel. Watch your feelings.